Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1662, Kimberly Elliott.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for the sale of crafts and garden-related supplies to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.29 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 54, 6/10 of a mile east of Road 453. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the site plan and survey for this application. Site plan shows a greenhouse on the property and also parking in the front of the greenhouse. I have two agency comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation. It is dated October 25th of 2004. Makes reference to the present zoning AR1 with a conditional use proposal. Road given consideration was Delaware Route 54 from Road 419 to Road 454. There's 481 vehicles per day on an average daily traffic basis. The traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service, the level of service A, and will not change as a result of this application. From the Sussex Conservation District, again, in the form of memorandum and dated June 12th of 2006, we are advised that the soil on this site is Easterboro Loamy Sand, which has slight limitations for development. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. The Easterboro soils are considered of statewide importance. One of the Easterboro soils, since there's two, is considered hydric and small depressions. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing the site and the vicinity, and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 73. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions. Anybody here on behalf of the applicant?
Is there anyone here? I'm sorry. I was waiting for you to show up. I never called you. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on behalf of this application? All right.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Elliott. I reside at 31388 Melson Road, Delmar, Maryland. My business is located on 12609 East Line Road, Delmar, Delaware. Okay. I'm here today to apply for a conditional use. I already have a greenhouse there and a small nursery, and I'd just like to sell other things related to the nursery, like crafts and garden supplies and things of that nature.
All right.
That's it.
And that's it. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Gordy.
Question for Mr. Lang first.
Okay.
I know the greenhouse is allowed, but is shrubbery and all that allowed to sell related to conditional use?
There would be permitted a greenhouse. They would be permitted nursery stock. The parcel is, let me see, have you read it too? Only 1.29 acres. So it's not considered a farm. So, I mean, they raise it there, they can sell it. It's no different than being if it was a produce market, you sell produce. But they're bringing it in from off site and they're trying to sell other items besides stuff that they grow. They have to go through the conditional use process.
Well, that could be put on this as far as?
Yeah, their application was for.
It says garden supplies. But
it says sale of crafts and garden supplies. It's kind of broad.
Yeah. Okay, that's my.
We just need to get an explanation of what the garden supplies are.
Okay.
And the crafts. Do you sell, shrubbery or anything else that you don't grow?
Yes.
So you need this be that part of this
yes.
condition. Okay.
Well, the first hearing, maybe I misunderstood, but when we applied for the first application, it was for what she said technically, Dawn said to me, was if it was considered over there and you're there a day or 2 days, you're feeding it, you're considered still growing the inventory.
Yeah, what? Just to add to what she just said, she went to the Board of Adjustment. And they were approved under case number 9057 on June 6th of 05 for a nursery and commercial greenhouse, which falls under to the board.
Okay.
And then it states in briefly describing use, would like to sell crafts. It says garden and supplies for nursery and commercial greenhouse, but basically.
So do you sell like pavers and mulch and
no.
like that?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
Do you intend to?
No. What I would like to sell is stuff like
yeah, just tell us what you'd like
okay.
to sell.
crafts mean country crafts, you know, things like that. Pond supplies, landscape material meaning like probably the ground cover fabric, bird houses, bird feeders, organic soaps, deer corn, pottery, jams and jellies, things mostly made, or most of the stuff that I'd like to carry is stuff that other women, no offense, would make and, you know, like to come up there and sell, things like that.
So how many employees do you have?
Me and my husband and my children, yeah.
It's a family run.
Yeah, every now and then I'll have a niece or nephew come to want to earn a few bucks.
Do you see yourself selling produce?
Yes, I would like to. I have a small garden there over to the left that I was told that if it produced anything, I was allowed
right.
to sell that.
You
but
sell
yes.
That, yes.
But I would like to sell other produce. Any of the local farmers brought in, I would love to.
Okay, how about a sign? Do you have a sign over there now?
I have a sign that's on the greenhouse itself, which I had a permit for, but that's the only sign that
that's
I...
That's the only sign you would.
Yeah, I don't want another sign out there. Mm-mm. I put a pink shade cloth on there. I get a lot of advertisement.
Yeah, you can see that a mile away. I was asking Mr. Lang where it was, and he told me look for the
pink greenhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it worked. Didn't it work? It caught your attention, didn't it? Yeah.
It definitely worked. That's all the questions I have.
Okay.
Mr. Smith, do you have any plans for any seasonal displays and hours, say Christmas?
No.
Time would you
oh,
sell
goodness,
Christmas
no.
trees?
Mm-mm.
No.
We open April through the end of pumpkins or deer corn, so to speak, and I'm done. I'm ready to close because it's 7 days a week now. So.
Okay.
So what would that be? April, November?
Around yeah, say November, yeah.
Well, the reason
at the latest, I don't even know if I would say November. It'd fall right after probably like the first week of November at the latest.
So you wouldn't have a consideration of a request for.
Christmas
Something.
Trees and all.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to. That's enough.
Well, the reason I asked is that it's a conditional use, it can be imposed with conditions that would limit you to April
okay.
or November or even less, whatever the hours you state. So you need to state what your hours might be.
Oh, okay.
On 5, 7 days a week or whatever it is that you utilize.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, my hours are 9 to 6, 7 days a week. I would say April 1st to November 15th. I really don't want to be in there any longer than that. I want to go somewhere tropical.
Getting a lot of support there.
Oh, you have no idea. You can create your own monster here, trust me, so that's good.
Anything else?
That's it.
Mr. Johnson.
No questions.
Mr. Burton.
You're really only adding crafts, right? That she has a conditional use.
She has a Board of Adjustment for a commercial greenhouse and nursery stock. And nursery, basically.
So it would be the crafts.
Yeah, part. Other garden-related, you know, products, things like that.
Garden-related
yeah.
products.
That's real limited in terms of
food.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not. I don't mean to say it's limited, but it's
sure.
not an expansion of what she's already permitted to do really significantly doesn't seem.
We had one last week, last meeting that was a little bit far removed from just produce sales, if you remember that. That's why I asked these questions.
Okay.
They end up with crabs and
yeah.
I don't know what all else they had there.
Oh God, no.
No further questions.
Maybe bait? Fishing bait? I don't know.
Lang, any questions?
No, I think the fishing bait's already covered in the building this evening. Gentlemen, no questions.
Mr. Callis?
No questions, Chair.
Robertson?
No questions.
All right, then.
If you'll take a seat for a moment, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1662 Kimberly Elliott? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1662? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing and invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.